Okay, B'dechilu u'rechima, we begin our Amad Yomi in Maseches Nedarim. So as we spoke out yesterday, the main mefarish we're going to be using is the Ran, who you can see takes quite a bunch of space here on Beis Amud Aleph. So we start with the Mishnah. Our goal will be to get through the Mishnah. So the Mishnah begins by giving us the general rule, Kol kinuyi nedarim kinedarim. Any type of equivalent term that you would use for that, or a nickname maybe is a kinui, that counts like a genuine neder. So says the Ran right off the top. On the Ran is printed where you expect to find Tosfos. Kol kinui nedarim neder hu be'echa mishnei inyonim. There are two ways of two categories of nedarim. Im nedri hekdesh shehu makdish lebet kabayis one or lebizbeach. You could donate property to be used for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash or for going to the Mizbeach. In this category of Nidarim, any yochel hakdish elema shehu shelo. The isuro kolel kol adam. So you can only use your own property. I can't donate somebody else's property to the Beis HaMikdash, but once I do make this property nedre hakdish, so then in that case it becomes also to everybody in the whole world. I can't benefit from it, you can't benefit from it. So that's one category, nidre hektish. Continues the Ran, O nidre isser, that's the second category, which really what are we talking about in Darim. So she'osser al atzmo devarim hamutarim, really something that really technically speaking would be permitted for me to use, but I'm making it osser upon myself. Person ossers upon themselves a pizza, a hamburger, something like that. Ubeinyan ze yochel osra filo nichse chaveru alav. In that case, it doesn't have to be my own property. I could prohibit your chair to me, your sfarim to me, your food upon me. Vein isur shava lekol. And the fact that I made it osir, okay, I'm the one who can't benefit from it, but the next person could. So we'll see on Amud Beis that really the neder is on the object. Umasechezu. He be'inyan nidre iser, right? This Masechta and Dorim, like an introduction, is going to be talking about nidre iser. Shema sheshonu kan charamin ki charamin. So we'll see in the Mishnah in a minute. Is talking about when you make something into a cherem, right? Hard word to translate something that's prohibited. Hayne mishum sheloshen cherem kishem shehu koila charami bedekabayis kachu koila nidre iser. So it incorporates both of these types of things as well, even though we're essentially discussing that. Okay, so the Mishnah said again, Kol kinuim, kinui nedarim, kinedarim. So let's skip a little bit in the fourth wide line, in the Ran still, the fourth wide line, right about halfway through at the period, V'hani kinuim pligi Rabbi Yochanan v'reish lakish. So there's a machlokis as to what exactly are these kinuim, as we'll see in a minute, that the different types of nicknames or words are used instead of the formal correct way of saying like the word neder or korban or something like that. So that's a machlokas amoraim. Pligi Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish beGemara Yud Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rabbi Yochanan's Loshen Nochrim Hein. All these words that are being used are real words. They're just words that non-Jewish words. Okay, not Hebrew. For Reish Lakish Amar Loshen Shabodu Lehem Chachamim Lios Nodrim Bo. These are like invented words. Bodu means they created them. Yesh Miayim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, holds these are really other real languages. So that's like a real main way. Again, as we spoke about yesterday, there are three types of ways of making a neder, a nidri iser. There's ikar hakorban, there is kinuim, and there's yados. So if you used a real language that's just in a different language, French, Spanish, Chinese, whatever it is, you use a real language, that's a real neder, right? Shenedarim nemrim heim b'chol loshen, because nedarim can be said in any loshen. At this point, we're going to take a quick break from the Ran to point out another area of halacha where we use this phrase of reciting things b'chol loshen. Where do you have that? So in Hilchos Kriyashma, in Orach Chaim Simen Samech Beis, Sif Beis, it's talking here about Shema, the Mechaber writes, Yochel Krosa, you're able to read it, the Shema, B'chol Lashon. You could say Shema in any language. Any language. V'yizok here, Medivrei Shibush, but you have to be careful not to use a corrupted or mistranslation, Shema Oso Lashon, in that language you're going to use. V'yadakte bo, k'mon b'loshon ha-kodesh. You have to be precise in your pronunciation the same way as you would if you're doing it in Hebrew. So although the Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Mechaber, allows it to be said, B'chol Lashon, we look in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Gimel, and says, maybe not so fast. B'chol Lashon, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, Davka Shemevin Ba'oso Lashon. So the first condition is that you have to actually understand the words that you are saying. It's very nice. You want to say it in a different language. You have to understand that language. In other words, if I'm reading phonetically Spanish, but I don't know what those words mean, that's no good. Okay, so this not only does it apply to Shema, tefillah, benching, making kiddush, brachos, halil, fine. V'chozeh mitzad hadin. All this is me'ikar hadin. That technically, yes, it does work. Aval le'mitzvah min hamuvchar, but the best, most preferable way of performing the mitzvahs of saying Shema, hu davka b'loshon ha'kodesh, is to, in fact, say it in Lashon Kodesh. So why is that? So the Dirshu brings over here that v'tam hadov, the reason is Kosa Bebir Halacha writes Legabe Tefila Beloshin Hakodesh, why it's better to daven in Hebrew, Shiloshin Hakodesh Yeshbo Segulos Rabos Mikol Haloshonos Vehi Loshin Shakosh Baruch Medaber Bo Imit Neviav Kemosh Kosov Haramban Vechazal Omer Shibeloshin Hakodesh Nivra Ha'olam. So that's the Ramban's famous idea that it's why is Hebrew called Loshin Hakodesh? It's what Hashem speaks. The one who famously argues on this idea of the Ramban, that the reason why, again, every reason it's called Lashon HaKodesh. Why? The Ramban says because that's the language Hashem used to speak. So the Rambam says, no, the reason why it's called Lashon HaKodesh is because there are no words in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, to describe vulgar genitalia, things that it's always done with a Lashon Nekia. So that's why it's called Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, fine. Whatever it is, it's still a mila to be said in Hebrew, in Lashon Kodesh, continues back in the Mishnah Bura, King Kosov HaBach, B'sim Kuf Tzadi Gimel, Ayim Sifrei Achronim, Debi Ameinu, nowadays, again, Chavetz Chaim, living in the 1900s in Poland, Debi Ameinu, our times, Af Mitzad Hadin, Yesh Lizar Shlol Dekroisa B'Lashon Acher. Even, we shouldn't read it in other languages nowadays, says the Chavetz Chaim, Ki Im B'Lashon HaKodesh, only in Hebrew. Ki Yesh Kam V'Kam Tevos She'en Ana Yodim Eich L'Hatikam Heitev. There's certain words that we really just don't know how to correctly, or maybe there's even a machlokis as to how to correctly translate them. Kigon, for example, Tevas Vishinantam, right? How do you translate that word? Vishinantam. Yesh bo kama biurim. There's many different, equally acceptable ways of explaining that. Echad, one way is Lashon Limud. You should learn, right? Mishnah. Like we're in the middle of, we're learning a Mishnah. So Vishinantam is a Mishnah. The Echad Lashon Chidud. No, it's sharp. They should be sharp in your mouth. You shouldn't hesitate. You should know. You should have it clear in your mind. You're learning. You're the sugi. You know it well. You don't have to hesitate and think. Da, da, da. So that's a different lesson of Vishinantam, to learn it well. So you don't have to stutter. You don't have to hesitate. You can answer right away. There are many words like this in the Shema. She'einan yodim heitev be'iru shel Allah. We don't know how to translate them in. Kigon Tevas S, right? How do you translate that? Betevas Lutotafos. How do you translate that? Chidoyme, similar things. Aval, but Kisha'an Karim Shema Belashon HaKodesh, but when we say the Shema in Lashon Kodesh in Hebrew, that's great. Right? V'chein b'tefila, birkas hamazon, v'kiddush, v'shar brachos, afilim einu mevin lashon yotza. Even if you don't know the words, and again, it's always best to, if you don't know how to teach from a sitter, use a translation that'll help you. There's many wonderful ones that are available, but one should try to understand. But even if you don't know what the words, there's a maila we saw from the Bir Halacha that of just saying in Hebrew anyway. That already, if you don't understand what that means, Kriyashma, the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Shem Kena, Shem Echad, that is Ma'akev, that prevents one from getting the mitzvah. Kimo Shekosu B'Simin Samach Gimel Sif Dalad. Okay, how do we get onto this? Just to retract, because we saw the machlokis between, quoting the Ram, between the Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan as to what exactly are these kinuyim, and if it really is really a real language being said in others. Okay, let's go back into the Mishnah. We've only got so few words. Kol kinuyim nidarim kinidarim v'charamim kicharamim. Ushavuos kit shavuos. So on this already, there's a big discussion that when you take a shavua, that it's like that. Do you have to use the Shem Hashem when taking a shavua? So a lot of the achronim work on this Ran now. I'm going to skip to the next, about halfway down the page. The Ran beginning with the words ushavuos kit shavuos kiloimer. Kinoi shavuos harehen kit shavua v'chayle. If you use a word like shavusa, right, that's not the real Shavua, but you use that word. It's a kinui, it's a nickname, it's a not the real word you're supposed to be using, but use that instead, that would work. And from this, says the Ran, you see that you don't need to actually say the Shem Hashem in your Shavua. Elakaven Sha'amr Shavua, O Shavusa, Shehi Kinu Shelo Ochel, Kikarze, Osulachlo. That would prohibit it upon the person. So a Shavua, we hinted at Nedarim are focused on the object. Shavua is focused on the person. So when he says that I'm not going to eat from this, that would be chal, even if he didn't use the Shem Hashem. Skipping a few lines down, Ve'ikalak Shuye, says the Ran, Midam Rinam Beperek Shavua Sa'edus, De Shavua Sa'edus Boy Shem. One second. You need to use the Shem Hashem for that, right? Te'afina and Hasam, Allah Misota. We learn that because Ereshava from Sota. Now Sota is when someone else calls you. So Tiritz Rebbeinu Tam Zal. So what is it? Do you need a shame? Do you not need a shame? Now again, just to point out the methodology, you see the Ran acting both like a Rashi and a Tosfos over here. That he's asking kashas from other Gemaras. He's being mefarish the Gemara for it, line by line. The Halakha mefarish says that Ran b'mushba mipi acherim. No, when someone else makes you take a shavua, that's different. The hamisota gamrina la mishavua, so mipi kohen aval b'shavua mipi atzmo. But when you, like a regular shavua, taking this, no one else is causing you to do it. In that case, lo boy shame. That's the answer. That's the chiluk that the Rabbeinu Tam wants to make. The Ran is not thrilled with this. He has a famous expression, but Tamani al pe kodosh eich omer dover zeh. How could such a holy mouth have said such a thing? So he works out the answer according to his opinion. But that is again a machlokas over here, the Ran and the Rabbeinu Tam, as to whether or not you would have to have the shavuos. He writes, because I don't understand the Rebbeinu Tam's, right? So the Yachonim work it out, that the Rebbeinu Tam's only really talking about a Shavuos Eidus and Shavuos Adayonim, because that's something that's put on you against your will, like a Sota, right? But when you, so then you need Shem Hashem. But if you yourself are willingly Beratzon, you're making something also to you through a Shavua, you don't need to say Hashem's name or a Kine. Okay, fine. Let's go back to the Mishnah. That was the line, Shavuos ki Shavuos, Nazirus ki Nazirus, right? A person becomes a Nazir, so if he uses a different version of the word, it's still that would count and accepts upon themselves. Ha'oimel lechaveiro, if a person says to his friend, Mudrani mimcho, I'm vowed from you. Mufrashni mimcho, I'm separated from you. Miru chakani mimcho, I'm distancing myself from you. Sheni oichel lecho, I'm not going to eat from yours. Ein etoim lecho, I'm not going to taste anything from yours. Osir, all of these things would work and count and create the prohibition. Menuda ani mecha, so menuda would mean either I'm like detached from you or I'm excommunicated from you. In all these cases, was it menuda ani lecha? So Rabbi Akiva hayachochek bazeh lahachmir. He struggled with this case, and he was machmir. He's not sure whether or not this is really a lashon of a neder, but he was machmir. Hayachochek means literally to rub, right? Like okay, you know, he rubbed it, he worked it over, and he came to that conclusion. Okay, in Meretz Hashem, we have completed daf. Beis Amud Aleph, we did the Mishnah, 6 lines, and the Mishnah, we will pick it up tomorrow with the beginning of the Gemara on Nedarim Beis Amud Beis.